This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. In just about a week, Cincinnati voters will elect new city council members. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, this is the second council election in which city council's been elected to four-year terms instead of two-year terms. So tell us again how this all changed.
Well, Marianne, the two-year terms lasted from the late 1920s when we became a charter form of government, all the way up to 2013. There was a ballot initiative in 2012 which changed us over to four-year terms. And, you know, obviously this is the second time around for that. So we've got three open seats. And 4 years from now, you can have as many as six open seats, you know, because of the six incumbents that are running for re-election.
So this was not a petition initiative then? It was placed on the ballot by council itself?
It was. A lot of people at the time called it an incumbent protection act, because the four-year terms were never very popular with council members, the two-year terms, that is, because they were always running. They were always raising money and always had to be campaigning, and they didn't think that they had enough time to spend on the issues. Four-year terms gave them a little breathing room, some time to be serious, talk about the issues, discuss issues, actually pass legislation, and they thought it would be better. So they the council members themselves put this on the ballot, and it passed, not by very much. I think it was about 51% of the vote, but it passed. So the next year, in 2013, was the first election where you had council elected to four-year terms.
Well, you talk about how this is better for incumbents. Don't incumbents already have an advantage anyway?
Absolutely. They have a great advantage because they're incumbents. They're there every day in City Hall. They're in the council committee meetings. They chair council committees. They are there on Wednesdays for the council sessions. If they call press conferences, chances are that the media are going to pay attention to them. That's not the case for the non-incumbents. They have to struggle to get attention. Incumbents can also raise money much more easily than most non-incumbents because the donors are, you know, they see them as the favorites. So, yeah, I mean, it's a system that's set up basically for incumbents.
So with 23 candidates, 14, no matter what, are going to lose. So does this system discourage them from running again?
I think it discourages a lot of them. A lot of these people are not professional politicians. They're people with jobs in the private sector, or, you know, they have families, they have other things going on in their lives. It'd be very difficult for some of them to keep out front with the public and have their name out there for 4 years and be remembered by the public. And they have to get on with their lives. They can't wait for 4 years. It's very difficult for them.
So is there anything that can be done to improve that?
Yes, there is. I mean, there's some people who talk, particularly in some of the neighborhood councils and among neighborhood activists, of going to staggered terms, perhaps, where you had four council members who were elected in 1 year, and then 2 years later, another five were elected. So they'd be staggered. It wouldn't all be at the same time. And the non-incumbents would have more opportunities to run and get themselves elected. Some people suggest also, in addition to doing that, going to a mixed district at-large system where perhaps you had four at-large council members and five who were elected from districts. It'd be very difficult to draw the districts. That's always been the problem.
Because they've tried districts before.
Yes, that's been tried before, and it's very difficult to get a district system that would be fair and be representative of the city and produce a diverse city council. But it would be cheaper for a lot of those candidates to run in districts rather than have to run citywide.
Want to point out, if you have not yet voted, because I know early voting already has started, but if you haven't voted yet and you're trying to make a decision, Howard's done a very comprehensive listing of all the candidates running for council and profiles of those candidates. You can find that at WVXU.org. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.